This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquitie. Mornings are noisy outside our 1991 Marvelette, a combination of domestic poultry and wild birds calling, clucking, singing, gobbling. What a ruckus as everyone wakes up. I've noticed that when I get away from our homestead near the banks, it is considerably quieter. Of course, there's no poultry sounds, but also the wild birds are spread out. And at our place, it's like the wild birds in a park, you know, wild birds hanging out because of my handouts. But once I leave our private park, creatures aren't looking to me for a handout, and everything goes about its own business. And on some recent mornings out in the grassland or along the banks of the Ohalote, the silence is incredible. On a morning trot, all I could hear was my feet hitting the dirt. I stopped and listened. Silence. Not an airplane, not a distant vehicle on blacktop, nothing. Silence. And when I start to trot again, I hear only the rhythmic sound of my feet landing and pushing off soft, dry dirt. The grassland around our homestead is so drab and dry. Deer, cottontails, jackrabbits, ground squirrels eat anything green or lifelike. Yuccas, soap tree yuccas, are gnawed down to nubs. The young live branches of mesquites are peeled by cottontails at the bottom, while other rodents, say maybe a spotted ground squirrel, go up the bark and peel up higher and higher up the branches. Sometimes half a tree appears to be peeled of its young bark, as if someone had taken a vegetable peeler to the whole tree. There is nothing to eat on the dry, drab land. When the dogs and I walk, we go to the riparian corridor and cruise the creek. It too is dry, but we are afforded the shade of oaks, and something interesting is always happening in that riparian corridor. But the corridor is quiet as well, so small noises can be heard, choo-choo and Farley trotting through dry leaves, a covey of quail scurrying through the underbrush, an owl breaking out of an oak canopy but silently flapping off. I've walked up and down that stream for over 20 years now, but recently it feels new. It feels new and mysterious. It's the silence in that streambed forest, and so I walk quietly and observe much. Last summer, flooding moved detritus around and creating small dams up and down the side channels, and because emery acorns were falling as that creek ebbed and flowed in flood, I find 2-inch-tall emery oaks growing out and around those small detritus-dammed areas. Dozens of little emery oaks sprouted from sand and soil. And it's hardly a coincidence that emery acorns fall as summer monsoon commences. But that creek is dry, and in fine, sandy areas, I find the funnel-shaped holes made by antlions. Yeah, the larva of the antlion, really. One of the genus species would be Scotoleon niger, Scoto dark leon lion, niger dark again. Oh, that dark lion, the larva, you know, it must be where the critter got its name, the common name, the antlion. So here's this, half-inch long, maybe a little longer, tubby larva. It's all abdomen. It's got a thorax. You'd never know. It's all abdomen. It builds these beautiful funnel-shaped traps in dry sand and soil and waits hidden at the bottom of the trap for an insect to tumble down the conical sides. The larva even flicks sand up to help bring this unsuspecting ant or insect down to its waiting jaws. Oh, the antlion, Scotoleon, look out. Large specialized jaws that clasp the prey, inject a fluid that digests the insides and then sucks it out. Those are some very cool specialized jaws. Well, these are cool larvae, which are easy to see, by the way. Ultimately, these cool larvae pupate. No hurry, because life is good at the bottom of a funnel. And the adult is a winged creature that resembles, I read this all the time, a very dull damselfly that hangs around your summer porch light. And they, too, are predaceous, eating the moths that come to your light. But those tubby larvae and their funnel-shaped traps or something, sometimes they do leave the trap and venture out to hunt, and you can see their erratic ramblings across the dry soil. Doodles. Doodles. In the dirt, giving them another common name of the doodle bug. And the dogs and I try to decipher that doodled message, left in the dry soil of the Ojolote. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.